Liz took all of our young people to DTI last weekend, Dreaming the Impossible. I think over 1,000, was it?
Yeah.
Young people, 1,500 from all over the country, and had an amazing weekend. So Liz is going to just talk to Josh about their experiences last weekend.
Morning, everyone. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Josh was one of about 42 young people we took with us, and St. Matthias came with us, and they brought 13 young people as well. And we had an incredible time. Dreaming the Impossible is a youth weekend that has historically been run by Vineyard Churches for Vineyard youth. But next year we will be going outside of the Vineyard borders and inviting all churches to come and join us. So I'm moving to the summer, which will be good. Why, Josh?
Because I found DTI amazing.
Yeah, and what was the problem on the night?
There was no problem.
Oh, he had no problem. So Josh was one of a few children who wasn't freezing on a night. The rest were. Okay. So Josh, how were you encouraged by DTI this year?
I was encouraged to fully rely on God all the time and to always, follow him and pray.
Okay. Sorry, I've just lost my questions. Don't want to throw Josh off. What did you feel God was speaking to you about or showing you in particular?
I think he was showing me to always share my thoughts about God and always, make other people believe in him. And
yeah. So there was a real challenge to young people this year that if they were followers of Jesus already, that there was a cost to following Jesus and they needed to step up in their boldness. And I think you were spoken to through one of your particular highlights, weren't you, Josh? Do you want to tell us a little bit about that highlight?
Oh, yeah. My highlight was when at the end of one of the worships, someone from North Korea came. And they told us about their life in North Korea and how they had struggled to be Christian, but they kept on trying to believe, and eventually they went back to North Korea, and now they're trying to plant a church there.
Yeah. So it was a story of this man who had incredible hardship and persecution. His brothers disappeared, and he was talking about how God takes us back into situations we sometimes most fear, but we have to be salt and light in those things. And he is obeying the command to go back and raise a church in North Korea. And it was really challenging, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Made us realize that we have it so easy here and how much we have to be grateful for. So why do you think young people should go to DTI, Josh?
I want more young people to believe in God and so that they can go through all their hard times with him and always pray with him.
So what Josh has seen and we all got to see was just that so many young people have really significant encounters. We saw young people who had no context of church operating in gifts of knowledge and coming to follow Jesus. We saw people healed from scars, healed from sicknesses. We saw loads of decisions for Jesus. We saw young people praying for one another, just being really confident and bold in sharing their faith and encouraging one another. And my highlight was just seeing one of our young people come around, a young man who's in foster care and just loving on him and actually drawing him in. And it was just like me and Hannah Green were just there crying as we saw him embrace him and put his arm around him. So, there's just so many really significant things. So, Josh, I'm really proud of you. It was your first time at DTI, wasn't it?
Yes.
What would you say about anybody who hasn't been to DTI yet in year six currently and thinking, I don't know if I can come next year?
I would say if you can't come next year, try again next year because it's really good. Yeah. I really liked it.
Great. Okay, thank you.